Morning. This meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries will come to order. The time is 11:03, Tuesday, March 12th. Members present are Representative Vance, Representative Kopp, Representative Pruitt, Representative Christ Tompkins, and myself, Chair Stutes. I'm going to remind you to please silence your cell phones, and we are asking that the audience please not approach the committee. If there's anything that you need or you need to get a message through to one of us, please get the attention of my committee aide, Matt Greening, and he'll be happy to help you. I'd like to thank Selman Holland, the Fisheries Committee Secretary. And who is from the Juneau LIO? What's your name?
Taylor.
Taylor, thank you, Taylor, from the Juneau LIO for teleconferencing and support. Our only order of business today is the hearing of House Bill 35, Conflict of Interest with the Board of Fish and the Board of Game. At the last hearing, we adopted a CS and held the committee discussion. My office received no amendments to this legislation. It is my intention to take invited and public testimony today, and then we will look to the will of the committee as to moving it out. So, with that, welcome Representative Tarr.
Thank you.
Online for questions, we have Bradley Mayan, Assistant Attorney General with the Department of Law, Alpheus Bullard, Drafter for Ledge Legal Services. Let me see if Glenn Height is on board. I don't see him currently. And I do not see Christy Tibbles. Oh, there she is. Christy Tibbles is here from the Alaska Board of Game. And so, Mr. Greeny, if you'd like to come forward and make a brief statement before we begin with invited testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm going to keep this pretty brief and just get on to public testimony here. I just wanted to make a few quick statements. One document I wanted to point members to that I didn't last time is the five-page document titled Alaska Boards of Game and Fisheries Ethics Act Process. And on page 4 of that report, it has the recusal rates over the years for the Board of Fisheries and the Board of Game, which I thought would be useful for members to look at, and I neglected to highlight it last time. Anecdotally, I will note that last year the Board of Fisheries chairman at the time, John Jensen, was conflicted out of one-third of the proposals at the Southeast Finfish meeting in Sitka. And that just really highlights the problem. The chairman of the board himself was conflicted out of a third of the proposals. And then briefly, I just wanted to remind the committee that this was a request from the user groups specifically to address a specific problem. There are two new letters of support in members' packets, one from the Bering Sea Crabbers Association and one from the Resident Hunters of Alaska. And you might notice that the Resident Hunters of Alaska last week had a letter in opposition to the bill. In response to the changes in the CS, they reached out to us over the weekend, withdrew that letter, and submitted a letter of support instead. So we were happy about that change. And I would also like to note that there are 11 letters in members' packets in support of this legislation and none in opposition. And at that, Madam Chair, I will leave it at that.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? Seeing none, I will open up public testimony and have our invited testifiers. And today we have Francis Leach, the Executive Director of United Fishermen of Alaska, and we also have Jerry McCune, President of Cordova Fishermen United. And we will start with Ms. Leach. If you would come forward, state your name and identify your affiliation for the record, please.
Good afternoon, Chair Stutes and members of the House Fisheries Committee. My name is Frances Leach, and I am the Executive Director of United Fishermen of Alaska. We represent 35 commercial fishing organizations and hundreds of fishermen and crew members participating in fisheries off of Alaska's coastal waters. Thank you for giving me this opportunity today to speak on behalf of House Bill 35. This is an extremely important bill to United Fishermen of Alaska and one that we have supported for a very long time. If you've ever had the opportunity to attend a Board of Fisheries meeting, then you know how important a passage of this bill is. Board members are chosen because they pertain certain expertise in their region or fishery. At this time when the board is deliberating on a proposal, board members who have that expertise on the subject are often not permitted to participate due to conflicting out. Prior to being the executive director of United Fishermen, I had the pleasure of working for the Board of Fisheries as a Department and Fish and Game Board Support staff member. I have participated in over 50 Board of Fisheries meetings, and I have sat far too many times at these meetings where a board member conflicts out and is forced to sit in the back of the room while the remaining board members at the table struggle to comprehend the nuances of the proposals, when the board member who holds the answer is muted in the back of the room. By allowing members to participate fully in deliberations, this not only builds a better record and helps assist the board members in their decision, it also makes for a more transparent discussion that is clearly established on the record. We want to encourage people who pertain expertise to be on the Board of Fisheries and Game, but as this law is currently sits, people are discouraged from putting their names forward because they know they would conflict out of many of the deliberations. We want a strong and skilled Board of Fisheries and Board of Game and transparent deliberations. This bill will allow for that. Thank you for this opportunity to testify.
Thank you, Ms. Leach. Do we have any questions? Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Mr. McCune, if you would step forward, state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name's Jerry McCune. I represent Cordova District Fishermen United. Francis did a good job, pretty well laying out most of the issues. And as Matt said, you know, John Jensen was probably 40-some proposals had to sit in the audience. I also remember Sue Jeffries from Kodiak was conflicted out because her ex-husband had a permit in the crab fishery, and she was receiving payments on alimony or something. I mean, how's that reflect into the person's pocket? I don't understand that. Howard Delo, which is not a commercial fisherman from the Mathew Valley, was conflicted out because his aunt had a permit. And if he would have been allowed to at least speak, he wouldn't have had any financial gain from that whatsoever. So hopefully we can pass this bill and make sense out of the Board of Fish, which is not the nursing board or other boards that have all the same people on it. It's very important to everybody in the whole state that this board and the person that may be conflicted out has most of the expertise that you would want to hear in that particular fishery. In John Jensen's case, he is a crab fisherman, and there's very few crab people that ever get on the board. So he does have the expertise, but he wasn't allowed to say anything about the proposal, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. McCune? Seeing none. Thank you, Jerry. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify? Seeing none, we have, I don't see him on here, but we have someone online, Mark Richards.
Chairman.
Oh, just one moment. Committee. So, with that, I will open public testimony now. Thank you. Okay, please, thank you, Mr. Richards. If you'd identify yourself and your affiliation for the record.
Yep, for the record, my name is Mark Richards. I'm the Executive Director of Resident Hunters of Alaska, here today representing some 2,000 Alaskans from across the state who support a resident hunting priority. As was mentioned before we began, I apologize that we did not have the committee substitute before us last week before we sent in our letter of opposition. And we were very happy with the changes. Specifically, we always never supported the rationale to let a board member who was conflicted out to actually vote on a specific proposal. Everything else within this bill, though, is exactly right. Members with intimate knowledge of a specific proposal or an area end up being conflicted out, and then they can't share their knowledge during deliberations. So we fully support them being allowed to participate in the deliberations. And again, we we don't want them to be allowed to vote, though, on these proposals. So I want to thank Representative Stutes for her time and efforts on this bill. It is important, and we fully support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Richards? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony, Mr. Richards. I see no one else online. Is that correct? And no one else here that would like to testify? With that, I will close public testimony. And I would entertain a motion. Is there any discussion from the committee, please? Representative Pruitt.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate the conversation. One thing I want to make very kind of clear is, especially after, you know, looking a little bit more in detail into the Ethics Act, is that what this doesn't allow and what it can't allow is that an individual will be able to bring their knowledge. I think that's the intent. I think that's the goal. I think we've heard that from the multiple individuals who have spoke. I agree with that. But what it doesn't change is that the individual cannot have undue influence on something, whether it's in the committee process or outside of the committee process, on something that they would benefit on. They are only allowed to bring the knowledge and the basis of their expertise. And I believe, actually, what I have learned is that the Ethics Act actually covers that. We're not changing that. And so as we lay out our legislative intent, which is important in these discussions, not just to vote on a bill, not just to put statute out there, but when someone comes back and analyzes the discussions that take place, they understand what our intent was. Our intent is not to make it so that a person can influence something to benefit them, but that they are only to bring their expertise to bear, and that's where it ends. With that, Madam Chair, I appreciate the conversation and you know, look forward to allowing this out of committee.
Thank you. Are there other comments from this committee? Representative Kopp.
Madam Chair, so I appreciate Representative Pruitt's comments, but I would like to clarify that if you are knowledgeable as a specific user, fisher person, whatever that is, you may indirectly benefit from that knowledge because you're a participant in that group. But I think you're specifically, your undue influence is to your personal benefit versus a collective benefit that would apply to a broader group. Yeah.
And Madam Chair.
Please, Representative Pruitt.
That is correct. I mean, obviously, what this does not do is does not allow someone that on the side, as they're talking to their colleagues that might be taking a vote, specifically be trying to put some sort of benefit that specifically they know benefits them. Now, the collective group, that's a different discussion. I think that's why we're asking them to be able to give their expertise, is because they come from that. But something that where it's specifically they're trying to ensure that they have an advantage, it's something that we ensure that we don't do, right? That part is not approved, not allowed. We're not changing that with this. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Pruitt. Thank you, Representative Kopp. Seeing no other comments, I would entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to report the committee substitute for House Bill 35, LS0297/M as in Mike, out of committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Thank you. And hearing no objections, House Bill 35, version M, is moved from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Thank you. And being no further business to come before this committee, I will adjourn this committee. But before I do, I will let you know that on Thursday, March 14th, the committee will hear a presentation on hatcheries by the Department of Fish and Game. And that meeting will begin at 11 o'clock. And with that, I will adjourn at 11:17.